Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Closed doors, international mission could not meet with judge in Intibucá. The delegation, part of the Justice for Berta Cáceres international mission, continues with its plans outside the Honduran capital city. Today, the mission traveled to La Esperanza, Intibucá department, where Berta Cáceres was murdered, in tune with the refusal to meet that the international delegation has been receiving from the Honduran state. The meeting with the judge in charge of the investigation about Berta's case was cancelled without prior notice. On the contrary, the meetings in solidarity and support with the Council of Popular Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, and members of the community of the region have been taking place today. The goal of the meeting with the judge Victorina Flores was, according to the members of the mission, to share different experiences in the search for truth, justice, and measures to avoid new human rights violations. The mission states that they were surprised by the judge accepting to meet with them and then refusing, so they suspect that the judicial branch is not acting independently and that the judge might have been pressured to refuse to meet with the delegation, said members of the international mission. In the afternoon, the delegation met with members of COPIN of Intibucá department. On behalf of the coordination of the organization, Tomás Gómez said that due to the human heat and energy of the mission, they will contribute to plan joint actions in response to a strong onslaught against COPIN. We've come to the conclusion that what we want is to destroy COPIN. But we say to them, you are wrong, because if you kill us, then more comrades will step up, said Gómez, who was applauded by the people present. About Berta's case, Gómez believes that it will be left practically unpunished because the state is trying to blame COPIN members themselves. About this, he also said that COPIN members who protected Gustavo Castro after the attack weren't detained because the Mexican activist survived and could provide his version of the events.